A number of schools in the county celebrated the Kerry Creative Cluster Carnival on Friday. The collaborative cross-sector initiative celebrates talents that were developed and honed by students during the COVID-19 lockdowns. 73 schools nationally took part in the scheme, which is led by the Department of Education and Skills. Maureen Curran, lead teacher with the Kerry Creative Cluster and principal of St. Joseph's National School, Castlemaine, gives the background to the Creative Cluster.
The idea came about because we had been so creative, all of us, when we were locked down, and that creativity kind of got dropped when everybody went back to the normal rat race of running around and, you know, getting back to our busy lives. And I wanted the children to continue their creativity and also to realise that all their individuality was harnessed while they were at home, but that, you know, sometimes you can feel like you're on your own in something, and that when you go out into the world that you don't meet other people who are like-minded. But if you go out in small schools in particular, you can find that there aren't other people that think like you do. But when you meet up with other small schools, then you meet somebody who's like-minded, and that sets you up with a kind of a feeling of, oh, there's somebody else out in the world who thinks like I do. So that has given us that opportunity to let these children meet up with other people who think like they do, and that's where we wanted to continue that on. And the Creative Cluster today has really given us that idea where the children can't wait to meet up with each other again. So hopefully we're going to be able to actually continue it, because it hasn't been hard work, it hasn't been difficult.
Participating schools included St. John's Parochial School, Tralee, St. Joseph's National School, Castlemaine, Kiltella National School, Castlemaine, Fybuck National School, Castlemaine, and the LCA Youth Reach, Tralee. Maura O'Sullivan is the Creative Cluster Coordinator for St. John's Parochial School in Tralee. She outlines what type of activities the project included.
All the schools had different artists come into them, like Fybuck National School did construction, Kiltella National School did hair and nails and braiding and all that, and St. Joseph's National School, they did junk art. So we all did our own project in our schools, videoed the whole thing, and then shared it with all the other schools. Like, we as teachers throughout the whole project were just blown away by the enthusiasm and collaboration of the children. And every time we met up, there was progress each time, and the children were always so excited, like, oh, when are we meeting again next? And they'd come back to you and be like, I met new friends. And so that's what it's all about. And we're here today now, the sun is shining, the children are outside, they're inside, they're just so happy and smiling and, I suppose, just having fun and being creative at the same time, and that's what it's all about.
At the Kerry Creative Cluster Carnival, the students showcased their work and some performed on the day. The pupils shared their thoughts on the project.
My name is Mazalyn Lynch. I'm in fourth class in Kiltella National School. I moved schools last year to Kiltella National School. And I was told that we were doing a project called Creative Cluster. And a few months ago, we were allowed to pick what genre we'd be doing. And I picked nails. That's because I'm really into makeup and nails and that stuff. We came and we did a practice, I think, last November. And then we came twice more for more practices. And then we came today to do the actual stuff.
And how does it feel to be here today now for the big day? How does it feel?
It's exhilarating, really. I'm slightly nervous. And I think we're just going to be painting other people's nails, explaining the different designs we do. And it's kind of like art, except it's art on nails.
Yeah, of course.
So.
Yeah.
It's really fun.
Is it nice to be involved with a lot of other schools as well and to see what they're doing?
Yes, it's really lovely to be back with other schools again after COVID, because we all felt really isolated and we couldn't go out and we were stuck in our house for 2 months. And so it's really lovely to go out again and see other schools work together. So I love that.
My name is Sasha. My school is St. John's Parochial School, Ash Street, Tralee. And my class is second class.
Second class. And tell me, what is it you've made here today, if you could describe it for me?
We made a beach, and we're in the art mural group, and we put some octopuses, boats, seaweed, and tropical trees, clouds, and a sun, and some city things. So when we were doing the murals, we first made some pictures and then colored them in. And then after that, someone wrote Creative Cluster and 2023, and then we just colored that in. And then we made a circle colored in the lines with some colors. And then we put some like dots and some shapes. And yeah.
So and what type of colors did you use on it?
We used all the colors, I think. And then we ran out of yellow.
Oh, you ran out. So what did you do when you ran out of yellow?
We tried to use olive, so we cut open the bottle.
And did it work?
Yes.
So you'd loads more yellow then.
Yeah.
And did you enjoy being part of the creative cluster group?
Yes, I did. Next year I might want to go to in baking with my friend.
Sometimes in our lives we all have pain. We all have
I am Lucy Smith and I am in fifth class in St. John's.
So Lucy, we just heard you sing a lovely rendition of Lean On Me. When you went back to school, you got involved in the creative cluster.
Yeah.
And how was it for you?
Oh, it was absolutely amazing. I got to see my friends, I made new friends. It's fun.
Inside in the school building, more students proudly displayed their creations and some described their creative cluster experience.
I'm Evan and I'm from Kiltala School and I'm in fourth class.
And Evan, you're here in front of the t-shirt stand. Did you create these?
Well, yeah, me and my group, we created these. We drew pictures and then we colored them, brought them to a printing store and printed them onto t-shirts.
And they're really cool. Which is your favorite one that you've done?
Probably the gaming one.
The gaming one. And tell me about, describe that one for me.
Well, it has lots of imagination and it has lots of video game characters and lots of design.
And the creative cluster, how was that for you when it started out?
When it started out, I was not really sure what to do. So we got to choose whichever groups and graphic design really stood up to me. So I picked graphic design.
Evan, well, I created a Roblox shirt. Before we did that, we had to draw the image, which took a few days because I had to draw a few ones that got scrapped. And then we printed our good ones onto the t-shirts. We had to wait a few weeks until we got them for the creative cluster.
So what's your favourite part of the creative cluster then?
Probably the drawing and the whole idea of the shirt and everything. I just think it was really nice for all the schools to meet up.
I'm Eve Giles and I'm in fifth class from St. Joseph's National School. I was making chocolate biscuit cake. Well, we just came here and then people came in and went round to all the stalls and like they could take like the food that was there and there's like recipes that they could take.
My name is Paddy O'Sullivan. I am from Fybrook National School and I am in fifth class.
Describe what you've made here for us,
Paddy. We've made a farm shed out of the wood and Perspex and we've used clay to make the rails in there and we used wooden sticks to make the fences.
This is brilliant. What was your favourite part of doing it all?
Probably the making it a painting. It was, so the first day of it, we were in, all the schools were in Fybrook High School and we were just thinking of what ideas to do. That was a very good day. Like, we pick a bunch of different groups then and then we make the thing in the group.
I'm Leon, I'm in St. Joseph's and I'm 11. It's fun socialising with other people and yeah.
My name's Chris, I'm in fifth class. I was doing animation. There's also loads like coding, construction, photography, amazing. Something I hope to keep doing.
I'm Bree Hurley from LCA Reach Tralee.
I'm Corey O'Shea from LCA Reach Tralee.
Me and Corey are working together on the animation with the kids, so we did some at school and we brought it here to show them today.
And how did you find teaching, I suppose? I've
been doing it since I was roughly 10 years old. I taught myself, I did it in school. Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, I'd be the same thing, but I started learning around 12 that way. And ever since I first started learning how to do it and learned that computers and everything like need code to run, I've been very interested in coding.
And it's brilliant to be able to pass on what you've learned to everyone else.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think we've been doing it for about a year now with the creative cluster. We started during COVID making videos for them, then out to Castlemaine, and now we're here today.
How was that? Were you in the class with them or was you doing it remotely?
So we got each assigned a group. So ours was the animation group. We just went over to them, showed them our game that we created at school. And from that point on, we were just teaching them how to create simple games.
They're very good and very advanced. So it was good to see that they can do it as well.
Dennis Courtney is the project facilitator with the Kerry Creative Cluster. He explains what the next steps are for these schools and schools across the county to get involved in the Creative Cluster project.
These particular schools, I think, will definitely continue this work because they have a bond together now. And I think it'll also give other schools in the county and all nationally as well the impetus and, I suppose, the will to apply for projects like this. I suppose we are appealing to the minister that, you know, the funding is there, and thank you very much for the funding, but the funding is not adequate for the number of schools that are applying. And, you know, creativity is so important to promote, and I think if we could get double the funding, it would be, it would at least cater for some of the schools that are applying, and it is a wonderful project. School day.